The Jack Benny program.
In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
L-S-M-F-T, L-S-M-F-T, L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So for your own real, deep-down smoking enjoyment, smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
At 49, American.
Excuse me, this is Kenny Delmar. Excuse me, I have a special announcement to make. Herbert Titan cigarettes are back. Good news for those who prefer a cork-tipped cigarette. Herbert Titan is back, and there's something about them you like. Herbert Titan is back after being made only for the armed forces. Yes, Herbert Titan is back. That cork-tipped cigarette, Herbert Titan, available now for you. Yes, Herbert Titan is back. And remember, there's something about them you like. There's something about them you like. This is Kenny Delmar. I trust you will welcome home Herbert Titan. There's something about them you like.
The Lucky Strike program, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Today, March 17th, is St. Patrick's Day. As you all know, St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland. So today, we bring you a man who was run out of Waukegan, Jack Benny.
I'm glad you said man there anyway. Thank you, thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking. And Don, for your information, I wasn't run out of Waukegan. It was merely a request by the city fathers and mine. And being a sharp guy, I took the hint and two shirts and left. But let's not talk about me. After all, this is St. Patrick's Day. That's why I'm wearing this shamrock in my lapel.
Shamrock?
Yes.
That's a moth that took a bite out of that $12 suit and turned green.
Harry, don't be funny. This is a very good suit. Taste it. I mean, feel it. Anyway, why aren't you wearing something green today?
I am wearing something green. See?
Oh, yes, yes. What is it?
It's that gold bracelet you gave me for Christmas.
Mary, that's an old joke.
All I know is I polish my other bracelets. This one, the gardener takes care of.
Well, that's appreciation, for after all, Mary, it wasn't easy to get that bracelet. I spent over 3 hours at that claw machine. And now, ladies and gentlemen... Good, I didn't know it was going to be that good. I'm going to tell you that. You know, you're surprised.
Say, Jackson.
What?
You're talking about St. Patrick's Day. Did I ever tell you the one about that friend of mine who got an Irish car?
An Irish car?
Yeah, every time you blow the horn, it plays Ireland Must Be Heaven because my motor came from there. Oh, Harris, you're the Barry Fitzgerald of the Bobby Sox.
Now pull out your garters and get out of here, will you? Put on your garters, ready? You always try to run
Say,
one...
Jack,
what?
Jack, since this is St. Patrick's Day, don't you think we ought to do
this
a
This program
play
is starting out like we had no rehearsals at all. You want to know something? We did it. Everybody walks in anytime they want to. Hey, Jackson, they holler. What is it? What is
well,
it?
Well, Jack, this being St. Patrick's Day, don't you think we ought to do a little play for our Irish listeners?
Well, we're doing better than that, Don. Tonight, for the first time since his release from the Navy, Dennis Day, the smiling Irish songbird, will be back with us.
Oh, so the kid's coming back, huh, Jackson?
Yep.
Gosh, Jack, Dennis has been gone for 2 years. I'll bet the Navy has changed him a lot.
I'll bet it has, too. Anyway, he ought to be here by now. I think I'll call his house and see what's keeping him.
Say, Mabel, what is it, Gaitrim? Mr. Benny's line is flashing.
Yeah, I wonder what Bloomer Girl wants now.
I'll find out.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Huh?
Dennis Day? What's his number?
Okay, I'll call you back when I get him.
Say, Mabel, did you hear Mr. Benny's program last week?
Yeah, Ray Milan was on it.
Gosh, he's wonderful, even if he is the lost weekend.
Listen, Mabel, if you think Milan is the lost weekend, you should have a date with Benny. Those are my sentiments exactly. You want to know something, Gertrude?
What?
The contest has been over for 6 weeks and I still can't stand them.
Yeah. You know, Mabel, 2 weeks ago he asked me to go to the Academy Award ceremonies, but I had another date.
Gee, Gertrude, how come Mr. Benny always asks you to all those swanky affairs?
Well, why shouldn't he? After all, my mother gave him the best years of her life.
You know, I wouldn't mind going out on a date with Mr. Benny, but he's a sneaky type.
Sneaky?
Yeah, he's the kind who lures an unsuspecting girl into his car, drives her out to a dark spot, pretends he's out of gear, stops the car, and then spends the next 2 hours talking about his picture. It's enough to discourage a person, believe me.
I'll say. You know, Mabel, I got a confession to make. Once I let Mr. Benny kiss me.
Why, Gertrude Gearshift.
What are his kisses like? Well, it's like when you're blowing bubble gum and the bubble collapses against your face.
Well, between you and me, I'd rather have the gum.
Yes. Yeah. See, Dennis Day's number doesn't answer. I better tell Blue Eyes about it.
Hello? Oh, we'll try him again later, Gertrude. Goodbye. Oh, say, Gertrude, what are you doing tonight? Tomorrow night? Tuesday night? Wednesday night? Thursday night? Christmas Eve? Oh, you're going to visit your mother. Well, don't be surprised when you walk in, sister. Goodbye. Well, we might as well get on with the show till Dennis gets here. Come on, Phil, let's have a band number. Will you? By Phil Harris and his Hour of Harm Orchestra. Hey, Phil, you know, this is St. Patrick's Day. Why don't you do something for the occasion, something Irish?
I did. I put a harp in my band.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. You got a girl playing it. See, you know, her fingers must get calloused and sore plucking on all those strings.
Well, it's her own fault, Jackson. She forgot the bow, so let her do the best she can.
She's our orchestra leader for 10 years now. Phil, you don't use it. Come in.
I beg your pardon, but hello again.
Dennis! Dennis!
Well,
Dennis! Dennis!
Dennis!
Welcome back, kid. Welcome back. Gee, it's good to see you. Gosh, Mary, doesn't he look wonderful?
Oh, he sure does.
Oh, boy, I never expected this. Are you going to kiss me too, Miss Livingston?
Why, certainly, Dennis.
Doggone, Dennis, I can't get over. You look so mature. You've changed so.
Well, sure he's changed, Jackson. This kid's been in the Navy for 2 years. He's grown up.
Yeah, up.
yourself. Did you enjoy your 2 years in the Navy?
I sure did, Miss Livingston. The Navy's wonderful. I went all over the South Pacific, and I saw plenty.
I imagine you did, kid. I bet you had a lot of fun, too. Say, Dennis, I've been wanting to ask you something. Tell me, kid, how about those waves?
That's what made me seasick.
Yeah, grown up.
Yeah. You know, Dennis, I was all over the South Pacific, too, and I ran into some pretty rough seas. In fact, once I was tossed overboard.
Oh, I was tossed overboard lots of times.
You were?
Yeah, but the captain made the fellas cut it out.
Dennis, the boys kept throwing you overboard. That's terrible.
Oh, it wasn't so bad. The Japs kept throwing me back.
He was the pickle in the middle.
Yeah.
Say, Dennis, when you first joined the Navy, how did they know how to classify you? I mean, how did they know what rank to give you?
Oh, that was easy, Miss Livingston. First, I had to fill out a lot of forms, answer a lot of questions, and then for 2 days, they gave me a written test.
For 2 days? That must have been quite a test.
And after it was all over, they made me an ensign.
An ensign? An ensign?
Yeah. I wonder what they'd have made me if I'd have passed.
Maybe it's just as well you didn't. We won the war this way, you know? Well, Dennis, we're all anxious to hear you sing again. How about it?
Well, gee, Mr. Benny, I don't know why you want me to do a song. You've already got two singers.
Two singers? What are you talking about, kid?
You know, those two fellows who sing...
Oh, them. Well, Dennis, they're not exactly singers. See, they're tobacco auctioneers.
Oh.
You see, we've changed sponsors. We changed sponsors after you left. Tell them about it, Don.
Okay. Now, Dennis, you studied Morse code in the Navy, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
All right, now listen to this. Tick, 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 tick. Tick, 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 tick. What does that mean?
Tick, 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 tick.
Yes, tick, 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 tick.
Tick, 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 tick.
Wait, what are you two tick-ticking about?
I don't know about him, but I've got a loose tooth.
Oh.
Dennis, tick, 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 tick stands for LSMFT.
Oh.
Now, what does LSMFT stand for?
Tick, 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 tick.
No, Dennis, look, LSMFT stands for Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Oh.
Yes.
And not only that, Lucky Strikes are made of the finer, the lighter, the naturally milder tobacco.
And that, Dennis, is the whole story.
Oh, boy, I hope they make a picture out of it.
Yeah, starring Sonny Puffs. Well, come on, Dennis, we all want to hear a song. What's it going to be?
Well, since today is St. Patrick's Day, I thought I'd sing Danny Boy. Well,
that's swell. Go, sure. Go right ahead.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. Summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go and I must hide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, as dead I well may be, he'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an ave for me. And I shall hear the soft you tread above me, and all my grave will warm with a beam. For you will bend and tell me that you love me, and I shall sleep in peace until
by Dennis Day. And now...
Hey, Mr. Benny, I meant to ask you, how's Mr. Allen?
Who?
Fred Allen.
Well, kid, it was nice seeing you again.
Huh? No, Phil. In fact, I'm glad he brought it up. Dennis, I'm happy to tell you that Fred Allen has the same old program, the same old jokes, the same
Oh, wait a minute, Jack. That's not fair. I've heard all of Fred's programs, and they've been very funny.
They have. And Mary, I wouldn't mind if his joke just laid there. But they crawl out of the radio and stain your rugs. Some program.
That just shows what you know, Jackson. I think the funniest thing in radio is Allen's Alley.
Oh, you do, huh? Yeah.
I think so, too.
Oh, you do, eh?
I think so, too.
Oh, you do, eh?
I think Mr. Benny is much funnier than Mr. Allen.
I think so, too.
Oh, you do, eh?
Yes, I do. And what's so great about Allen's Alley? Anybody with half an ounce of talent can do that.
Oh, yeah? I'd like to see you do it.
Well, I'll just show you, sister. Phil, get your band ready while I put this clothespin on my nose so I'll sound like Fred Allen. Now, I'll go down to the alley, and you kids will play the parts of the people that live there. Okay, Phil, music. And so, Kenny Delmar, I won't say it's been very windy, but last night...
Mr. Allen!
Well, if it isn't Cleveland. Cleveland, Kenny Delmar and I were just discussing the high winds we've been having here.
Well, Mama says that all the wind is caused by the pickets.
The pickets?
Their signs too high and walk too fast. And Mama also said...
Just a minute, Cleveland. I have a brother-in-law in the last row who's not quite through laughing. Anyway, I imagine your mother knows all about pickets. I understand she's been picketing Lindy's restaurant because the lamb chops look better in their panties than she does in slacks.
Oh, Mama,
I don't know. You write this stuff on Thursday, and then on Sunday, nothing happens. What was that, Cleveland?
Oh, Mama doesn't wear slacks anymore.
She doesn't. Why did she stop wearing slacks?
A policeman gave her a ticket for pulling a trailer without a license.
Well, so much for your mother and her homegrown bustle. We've got to get down to Benny's Boulevard.
What is your question for tonight?
Our question is Fred Allen or Jack Benny the better comedian?
Shall we leave?
As one of my eyes said to the other, let's pack our bags and go. Well, I see Senator Harris is home. There's a 10-gallon hat and a 5-gallon jug on the porch. Let's knock on the bunghole and see what he's got to say.
Somebody, I say somebody knock.
Yes, I...
Harris is the name. Senator Harris, that is. I'm from the West.
From the West,
When
eh?
I'm east of the Mississippi River, I'm in enemy territory. I hate the East. My my favorite actress is Mae West.
Look.
No man living can make me go see East Lynn.
I never
go out of the house on Easter Sunday.
Senator.
When I bake bread, I won't use yeast.
That's yeast.
I thought you'd get a rise out of it. Son, what you got on your mind? This is a free country.
Well,
I never saw anyone like you, son. Your mouth just like the front door of General Motors. Wide open, but nothing's coming out.
You're tired, eh? Well, Senator, the question tonight is, who is the better comedian? Fred Allen or Jack Benny?
I brought it up in the Senate. Now watch this one, son. It's tricky. I brought it up in the Senate, and it made Senator Tidings glad. Ha, ha, ha. Glad Tidings. That's a pun, son.
I heard it.
That's an anecdote, you nanny goat.
Now, wait a minute.
You're like a midget, son. Everything goes over your head. Own up, son. You got a mind like a chicken.
What?
A cluck, that is.
Look, Senator, just tell me which comedian you like best, Allen or Benny.
Where's Allen from?
Boston.
How about Benny?
He's from Waukegan.
Waukegan's west of Boston, ain't it?
Yes.
Benny's the one. So long, son.
So long.
Remember the words of Horace Greeley. Go west, young man. West, that is. So long.
So long.
So long.
So long.
So long.
Where's that sound effect, man? The senator has gone back to his newspaper. He spends all night reading Westbrook Peckler. I wonder if Titus Day is at home. He's always so moody.
Howdy, Bob.
Well, Mr. Day, I see you're at home.
Yep, day in and day out, days in.
But you say your eyes look all red.
Been crying, Bob, reading a sad book.
What's the title of it?
Forever Amber.
The title, Forever Amber, isn't a sad book.
'Tis when you're my age, Bob.
Well, I have a very important question to ask you tonight. Who do you think is the better comedian, Fred Allen or Jack Benny?
Well, Bob, that's a moot question.
Moot question?
Yep. Moot be Allen, moot be Benny.
I see. Well, which one do you consider the better comedian?
Never hear them myself. When they come on, I put my radio out in the hen house.
In the hen house? Why?
Steps up production. Every time Allen and Benny lay an egg, my hens try to match it.
And that really increases your egg production.
Did up to last Sunday.
What happened last Sunday?
All my hens killed themselves straining. So long, Bob.
Well, I guess Mr. Day has his troubles, just like the city folks. Let's try this next house.
People in the middle and the mustard on top. Just the way you like him and the whole rest of.
Ah, Mr. Kitzel.
You was expecting maybe Fibber McGee and Molotov?
Tell me, Mr. Kitzel, how is the hot dog business?
Very good, except for one thing. Mine customers have trouble making up their minds.
Making up their minds? Yeah. To what?
Whether they want the pickle in the middle and the mustard on top, or the mustard in the middle and the pickle on top.
I can see where that would pose quite a problem. Anyway, what I'm trying to find out tonight is who you think is the better comedian, Fred Allen or Jack Benny?
In mine house, that is making arguments. Mine wife, Tallulah, is liking Fred Allen.
And you?
I am liking the great Gildersleeve.
Oh, the great Gildersleeve.
Yes, when Gildersleeve is broadcasting, Tallulah is leaving the room.
I see.
When Fred Allen is broadcasting, I am leaving the room.
What happens when Jack Benny is broadcasting?
Mm-hmm. The radio is leaving the room.
What?
People in the middle and the mustard on top, just the way you like them and the whole rest.
I suppose suppose Mr. Kitzel's life would be complete if people could just make up their minds where they want the mustard. Well, here's the last house in the alley. I wonder what a knock here will bring.
Greetings, all. It's time for play. Well, Roger's here with Rondelay.
You have more poems for us tonight?
Oh, indubitably. Have you heard? Said the rum to the gin, I understand you're going steady with Raveland.
No.
Or I said to myself, this is not for me, as I picked up the dice and threw a three.
No.
Or my mother has rolled her stockings down since she heard Van Johnson is back in town.
That's it. Tonight we are trying to find out who is the better comedian, Fred Allen or Jack Benny.
Precisely why I'm here. I have written a poem.
And what is your comedian? What? Now, what? Wait till I get this on, Frank. All right. Now, what is your comedian's poem called?
Allen or Benny.
How does it go?
Allen or Benny. The question rings, and the nation is put to a test. From city to hamlet, you hear the cry, is Allen or Benny best? Allen has bags, and Benny is cheap, and they're both on Sunday night. So millions of people from coast to coast tune in to hear them fight. And I often wonder just what it means as they hurl their epitaphs. For while they're knocking each other out, Cass Daly gets all the laughs.
Well, I never thought of that. Thank you, Rochester Openshaw. And now Phil Harris and his No Goodman Orchestra will play Onesie Twosie, because that's as high as they can count. Take it, boys.
We'll be back in just a minute, but first, here is my good friend, L.A. Speed Riggs.
In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts, and Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Yes, sir. L-S-M-F-T.
Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
At market after market, Lucky Strike consistently selects and buys fine, light, naturally mild tobacco. This fine Lucky Strike tobacco means real deep-down smoking enjoyment for you. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
The famous tobacco auctioneers heard on tonight's programmer, Mr. L.A. Speed Riggs of Goldsboro, North Carolina. And Mr. F.E. Boone of Lexington, Kentucky.
At 49, American.
This is Basil Rysdale speaking for Lucky Strike. L-S-M-F-T, L-S-M-F-T, L-S-M-F-T.
In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Oh, Dennis, Dennis.
Howdy, bub.
We're through with that. Dennis, I just wanted to tell you that we're all very happy to have you back with us again.
I'm glad to be back, Mr. Benny, and I want to thank Larry Stevens for doing such a swell job on the show while I was away.
Well, we all feel the same way, Dennis. Good night, folks.
Yeah, night.
The National Broadcasting Company.
FI Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony Incorporated. Next time, try Zuni, a new nail polish created to give fingertips a more lasting beauty. Insist on a Zuni manicure at your favorite beauty salon. You'll like the texture of Zuni, spelled Z-U-N-I. Hear the chapel quartet at 10:15.